I just want to begin by honoring the Lord. He is absolutely splendid. And I want to honor Pastor Lee. He gave me this opportunity. And I mean, sitting under him has been such pure and true discipleship and sanctification. And I'm just grateful. The greatest joy of my life is the conviction of the Holy Spirit. It's such a reminder that He is with me. He's within me. He's committed to making me like Jesus. I'm just grateful. I really am. And I just want to say thank you to all of you, my beautiful wife, who is extremely cute and walks in woman of godliness. And I'm just really, really grateful for her. She's amazing. And I am so thankful for all of you. Seriously, you guys are absolutely amazing. Being in relationship with you guys has been, I mean, I can't even put words to it. I'm better because of you, and I need you. We are the body of Christ. We are the house of God. We are the temple of the Holy Spirit, and I desperately need all of you. So even just an open invitation right now, if you have my phone number or anything, you know, if you have my contact at all, please reach out to me, text me, call me, ask me if I'm keeping my eyes on Jesus, ask me if I'm walking with Him, if I'm seeking Him. You know, I need help in my life. I really do, because I don't got this, but we got this, and God has got this, and I'm thankful for you guys. So let's pray. God, you are inexpressibly glorious in holiness, and you are absolutely worthy of all possible honor and confidence and love. God, we are so grateful for you. You are absolutely perfect in all of your ways. You're beyond us, and you live in us. You've given us your mind. I thank you that you desire intimacy with us, that you fought to become one with us. And I'm just so grateful for that. God, give us listening hearts today. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. So I just want to start off by sharing the gospel. This is the message that saved my life, absolutely transformed me, changed me. And it's the power of God unto salvation. I don't just want to assume I'm only speaking to believers. If I am, praise God. We are sanctified through the gospel of Jesus Christ. We stand firm in it. But if there's any unbelievers in here today, God wants to encounter you. He doesn't want to be some religion or something. He wants to actually encounter you and show you the majesty of His love. And so I want to start by saying that God is a judge. He is the true judge of the universe. And we have broken His laws. Just as we break laws here on earth and there is a punishment, there's a sentence for that. There is a punishment in the courts of heaven for breaking the laws of God. And we've broken those. Ephesians 5:5-6 says that you can be sure that no immoral, impure, or greedy person will inherit the kingdom of Christ and of God. For a greedy person is an idolater, worshiping the things of this world. And the next verse, what does it say? It says, I lost it. Anyone, Ephesians 5:6, what does it say? Oh yeah, it says, don't be fooled by those who try to excuse these sins, for the anger of God will fall on all who disobey Him. So this is all of us. This is all of us apart from Jesus. And Romans 3:10 makes it clear that none are righteous, none are good, no, not even one. And Romans 3:23 says that all have sinned, all have fallen short of God's glorious standard. And Romans 6:23 says that the wages of sin is death. So this is the position that we all stand in. We all stand condemned. We all stand helpless. And we're in this line headed to the execution bed waiting for the lethal injection. And I just want to give you this picture that you're in line, you've been sentenced to death, and it's only right. And there's no escaping it. We've done what we've done, you've done what you've done, and that's it. And the judge who sentenced you comes into that line and reveals that he's not only the judge, your judge, but he's also a father. He's also the father, and he's inherently a savior, and he is anointed forever to save those who are facing death. And he just comes to you, and he says, because I'm good, because I'm perfect, I must sentence you. I have to, and it's right that I do it, but I love you. I'm actually the one who made you and knitted you and formed you in your mother's womb. How crazy would it be to hear that? You're just hearing, and he said, I love you, and I actually want to take your place. I want to take the punishment that I have to give to you. And so I'm going to step in line and I'm going to take the lethal injection and I'm going to die so that you can live. But here's what I'm telling you. Here's what I want you to do. I want you to repent. I want you to turn from your sin. I want you to go and sin no more, and I'll even help you to do that. I want you to believe that what I'm doing right now is true. I want you to believe that I'm doing it. And I want you to follow me as king into life everlasting. That's what I want. Can you imagine being in that position? And you know there's no hope for you. And you're going to die. And this is the requirement. What a light burden. What an easy yoke. Are those commandments burdensome? Hallelujah. He is so good. That's exactly what he's done. He took on the punishment for us. He died that we might live. And so this great Savior is Jesus Christ. He is God in the flesh. He is King of kings, Lord of lords, and he became the suffering servant for us. He humbled himself in obedience to God and died a criminal's death on a cross. And I thank God for what he's done. And he rose three days later from the grave. Imagine being told that too. What great encouragement. You see the love of this judge who sentenced you. And he says, don't worry though. I'm going to rise 3 days later. I'm not going to stay dead. And you will be empowered even by me to follow me. And I love you. And I just thank God for this gospel. He formed us for relationship with himself. We were made by God for God. And so if you're in here today and you think that you really don't owe any sort of debt to God, your sins aren't that great, I'm telling you today, your sins are great. And my sins are great. And they are worthy of eternal punishment in the lake of fire, where the worm never dies and the fire is not quenched. And the reason for that punishment is that our sins are much worse than we think them to be. And God's standard is much higher than we think it is. And so Jesus lived this life for us. He died. And through faith in him, through the miracle of regeneration, he accredits his perfect life, his perfect righteousness to us, and empowers us by his Spirit to walk that out from our new identity, from our new nature. And we are transformed. We're redeemed. We're made new. We're grafted into the tree. We become children of God. His DNA begins to flow through our veins. He becomes our Father. We become his child. Man, hallelujah. Oh, Lord, thank you for what you've done. Thank you, Jesus. He is so beautiful, so absolutely worthy. And I'm just so, so grateful. And what he has declared to all rulers, authorities, powers, principalities, and every living creature is that sin and death have been conquered for all of you who believe. For anyone who will believe in what I've done, it has been conquered for you. You don't have to fear sickness. You don't have to fear disease. You don't have to fear this world and its struggles and trials. You don't have to fear temptation or the devil or fear man. Fear me. Fear hurting my heart. Fear being away from me. Fear doing anything that would sever intimacy with me. Fear me alone. And let your fear of everything else die and walk with me. I love you. It's not a burdensome thing. It's a joyful thing. It's an abundant life to walk with God. And so I hope that we consider the gospel. We think about him. It is this gospel that saves. It's this gospel that sanctifies. It's this gospel that glorifies. It is justification through faith in the blood of Jesus Christ and what he's done. And it will be him who empowers all of us to do what he's calling us to do. If you're struggling with sin, if you're struggling with whatever it may be, he will be the vine. You can be the branch. He can produce in you and through you all that he desires for your life. Abide with him. Walk with him. Be with him. You were made for him. That's the truth. Hallelujah. And so Jesus revealed the heart of God, which is humble and gentle and lowly and self-sacrificial, not wanting any person to perish. And so I pray that you'd receive the Holy Spirit afresh today. You'd be empowered that even as you leave here today, the worries of this life would have no hold on you. And I mean that. It's possible. It's normal Christianity to be more concerned than with paying your bills than the person you're paying your bills to, praying for their salvation, loving them, loving your enemies. Wherever you go, looking with eternal eyes at every person you see, it's normal. It's not radical. It's normal Christianity. And God will empower you to walk in it. Hallelujah. So what I want to do now, I have 3 minutes left until it's 12 minutes. This is going good. Hallelujah. Is I want to look into the Word of God, and I want to read Scripture, and I want to obey it with you. Because Sunday mornings are an anchor for our soul. And we need the sound teaching of Pastor Lee, of Pastor Felix, of Pastor Andrew. We need the Word of God exposited to us. Doctrinally sound, beautiful preaching and teaching. But tonight, in a special moment like this, I don't so much want to exposit God's Word to you. I want to read it and I want to obey it. Because knowledge puffs up, but obedience is love. And I want to do that with you. So let's go to Colossians, and actually, just for the sake of time, don't go there. I'm going to read it to you. Colossians 3, 1 through 3 says, "Since you have been raised to new life with Christ, set your sights on the realities of heaven, where Christ sits in the place of honor at God's right hand. Think about the things of heaven, not the things of the earth. For you died to this life, and your real life is hidden with Christ in God." Hallelujah. James 1:22 says we ought not just hear this, we ought to do it, lest we deceive ourselves. And Galatians 5:6 at the end says that faith, we need to let our faith work itself out through love. And so I want to love God, and I want us to love each other by obeying this. And so that's what we're going to do. I want us to fix our gaze on the things of heaven. So if everybody can, just take a deep breath with me. Hallelujah. God is good. And if you want to, close your eyes or leave them open and just ask the Holy Spirit to allow your mind and your heart to agree with what I'm going to say, because it's important what you're about to hear. Set your gaze on the things of heaven. The Lord is so beautiful, and He's present with us right now. Jesus is beautiful. Jesus is the bread of life. Jesus is the Holy One. Jesus is High Priest. Jesus is the Great Prophet. Jesus is the Lamb of God. Jesus is Savior. Jesus is the True Vine. Jesus is the Mediator between God and man. Jesus is the Good Shepherd. Jesus is Faithful and True. Jesus is Emmanuel, God with us. Jesus is author and finisher of our faith. Jesus is King of Kings. Jesus is Lord of Lords. Jesus is the Christ. Jesus is Master. Jesus is Commander. Jesus is Judge. Jesus is the chief cornerstone. Jesus is the Word of God. Jesus is the fountain of living waters. Jesus is the eternal rock. Jesus is the bridegroom. Jesus is the Lion of the tribe of Judah. Jesus is the visible image of the invisible God. Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. Jesus is the Son of Man. Jesus is the Son of God. Jesus is God the Son. Jesus is the bright and morning star. Jesus is the wonderful counselor. Jesus is the everlasting Father. Jesus is Prince of Peace. Jesus is the Mighty God. Jesus is Alpha and Omega. Jesus is the first and the last. Jesus is the beginning and the end. Jesus Christ is God. Lord Jesus, the Spirit and the Bride say, "Come." Yes, amen. Come, Lord Jesus. And may the grace of the Lord Jesus be with you, my friends. We've been made holy by Jesus Christ, who is our life.